Following the seemingly endless string of corporate scandals, scores of companies across the country are facing revolts by frustrated stockholders who want to reduce executive pay and push for other reforms. This year, there's been a record 800 shareholder proposals aimed at corporate governance. Regulators are considering changes that could give shareholder groups more power in corporate boardrooms. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
When stockholders in a company get upset about something, they can try to pass a resolution through a so-called proxy vote by shareholders. Such resolutions aren't binding, but they can put some pressure on a company to take an issue seriously. Still, in the past, most proxy votes never won much support. William Jones heads up the Association of Bell Tel Retirees, representing retired phone company workers.
In the former Bell system, and all of its successors, there has never been a shareholder proposal that has been won.
But that changed this year. Jones says for some time now, he's been getting letters from pensioners who are barely making ends meet.
You get a person who has a $1,000 pension, and they spend $500 on prescription drugs. People are reducing their food budget. They're cutting pills in half, which is extremely dangerous in some cases. It's a really sad situation.
Jones says all the news about the huge compensation packages at firms such as WorldCom and Enron has raised awareness about large pay packages elsewhere, such as at the phone company Verizon. It's not that there's been an accounting scandal at the company, but Jones says the way top executives are being rewarded during an economic slump is wrong.
The top example, of course, is the CEO, Ivan Seidenberg, who can collect $51 million in golden parachutes should he leave, on top of huge pensions, stock options, just totally out of line.
So ahead of this year's shareholder meeting back in April, Jones put forth a proposal to curb executive severance pay. His group contacted every major pension fund that held Verizon stock and sent out 50,000 letters to other shareholders. And something unheard of happened. They won the vote. A Verizon spokeswoman says the company is reconsidering its severance policies, but has not taken any action yet. Patrick McGurn is vice president at Institutional Shareholder Services, which advises pension and mutual funds on proxy votes.
We saw a number of companies this year that saw their first ever majority votes on proposals that dealt with this parachute issue. I think it was the first majority vote ever at Hewlett-Packard on that subject this year, Sprint, Verizon. Again, it's been a real breakout year, and I think a lot of it has to do with the post-Enron anger.
McGurn says as the scandals have continued, pension and mutual fund managers have become more willing to vote against the policies of a company and its board. Still, those who think top executives are worth large sums say the shareholder backlash is much ado about nothing. Joe Batchelder is a prominent attorney who represents CEOs in salary negotiations.
We must realize that the cost of a CEO, for example, is such a small portion of the total cost of a corporation. The board of directors, they're not penny wise and pound foolish. I think that the disposition is that we want to pay for leadership.
And even some opponents of big executive pay packages don't think these shareholder resolutions will amount to much. They expect most companies will just shrug them off. One thing that might spur more reform would be shareholders voting out board members that ignore shareholder resolutions. The problem is it can cost millions of dollars to do that. But the SEC is re-examining the rules surrounding that process and might take action to make it easier for shareholders to get candidates on the ballot for boards of directors. Again, Patrick McGurn.
This would be the most compelling and, frankly, the most important change in corporate governance in the history of corporate America. This would be the single most significant change in kind of the balance of power that you could imagine.
But the SEC is only in the early stages of considering such reform, and many corporations are lobbying hard against it. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.